Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are on day 6 of our 12 days of Christmas, where you don't want to miss a single moment of today's episode, because we are going to be covering not only the movie, but we are going to be talking about the grand prize, we are going to be talking about other prizes, we are going to be talking about a special bonus that is going to blow you all away. So I am here, I am having fun, I hope you are too. This is an adventure, and what a ride it is. So if you are listening on our podcast, you cannot see our poster here, but if you come over to check out our YouTube or our Rumble, you can check out the posters that we've got here. And of course, this is the movie poster. Now, you may be thinking, what movie is it? Well, we are going all the way back to 1998 for a monster flick. Now, wait a minute. It's not as bad as it sounds. Ow, laughing still hurts. But we are talking about Godzilla from 1998. Now, you may be thinking, what? What does this have to do with the other movies? And mind you, there's a theme that all of these movies have in common. There's one particular thing that all of these have in common. And it's, I'm hearing from some of the submissions that I've had that it's a little bit harder to figure out than what they thought it might be. But I will say, and I'm going to let you know the score of this one right up front. But like I said, I want you to hang around because we are covering so much stuff today that you don't want to miss a single moment. And if you have to get up or go take care of something and come back, that's what the pause button's for, sweetheart. It's just super easy to take care of. But this is the poster, as you can see right here off to my side. I do want to share with you the podcast image. Now, with the whole Godzilla thing, the poster looks pretty bland, right? Except for the words Godzilla. But the whole theme of this movie was size does matter. Now, I've got enough guy friends to know that, I mean, the jokes on that were endless. I mean, the whole thing of size does matter, size doesn't matter. Well, when it comes to Godzilla, size does matter, in fact. But so let me take this away, and I'm going to show you what I did to the podcast image. I had a little bit of fun with that one. I just was like, ooh, size does matter. Not in a spooky way, but just like monster-y type font way, just to kind of make it look a little. So I had a lot of fun with that. But so that kind of give you a little bit of an idea what to expect. Should I leave that up or put the other post? You know, I'm just going to leave this one up today. Now, a lot of people are probably never even heard of this one, or there's an entire couple generations now that have. Oh, wow. Just saying how many years ago that movie came out. That was 27 years ago. Ooh, I'm so old. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. But let me go ahead and get into the trailer, and then I'm going to share with you the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com. You notice I say was on MovieDeputy.com, because once I do these shows, the reviews disappear from MovieDeputy.com. One by one, they're slowly, they're not going away, but they're still here. But that's where you can find the original review is in the description underneath the video right here. If you want to go back and read that, if it's easier to read than it is to listen, and you never know with that. So I just like to be prepared, but let's jump on over to that trailer.
I want to talk to somebody in charge.
You are not fooling anybody when you say that what happened was a natural disaster.
You're lying.
It was not an earthquake. It wasn't a typhoon.
Because what's really happening is that you're hiding something out there.
What could they be hiding? Guess we're gonna find out.
And it is gonna send us back to the Stone Age.
Can you even imagine coming across something like that? And if you're listening on our podcast, you can't quite see the images that you're seeing here, but we're seeing like giant footprints or giant claw marks and all of this that's kind of happening and going around again. And so you're just the absolute devastation and destruction of Godzilla.
In 1954, we awakened something.
Well, there's nuclear tests in the Pacific.
The nuclear test that took place in the Pacific. I mean, did they really think that all of that nuclear exposure was not going to have an effect? I mean, look what Chernobyl did. Now, mind you, of course, Godzilla is made up and it's a fantasy, but I mean, it's just the idea of the the possibility of what could have happened. I mean, I think that's what kind of creates a lot of these ideas. And honestly, they're kind of entertaining sometimes.
Yes.
They were trying to kill it.
You have no idea what's coming.
Can you kill it?
Of man is thinking nature is in our control. And not the other way around.
That came out on Memorial Day in 1998. I remember that well because I actually saw it in the theater. I went the opening night to see it, and I was just blown away. Now, mind you, this movie was kind of a colossal flop as far as Hollywood concerned, but it was entertaining. It was fun. The language is a little strong. I mean, okay, it's a Godzilla movie, but it's not anything that's particularly scary. Some of the scenes in the trailer are almost more intense than some of the ones are in the movie. But it draws you in, and you actually feel empathy for Godzilla as the story goes on. And so it's not just a simple man versus beast type story. It goes a little bit deeper than that. And okay, maybe it didn't hit for all audiences, but it was definitely entertaining. Are the mistakes? Absolutely. Was the story strong enough to overcome those mistakes? That's debatable. That is debatable. But you're probably wondering score-wise, or I don't remember. I don't think I said what the score I gave this one is. But I actually did give this one a 5.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, you may be thinking, wait a minute, that's not that good of a score. But I had, like I said, I always rate things on the Deputy scale. A 6 is a good story with some flaws. A 5 is a decent story with significant flaws. And the flaws in this one are significant, but the story carries it through quite a bit of it. Like I said, I was just under a 6 on this one with it being a 5.75. And so I think that gives it a little bit of perspective into that. Now, I do want to go ahead and come over here and share you the original review that I had on, of course, MovieDeputy.com. Godzilla, the way we remember him, or something more. Here we see a nuclear protester turned scientist that is in for so much more than he bargained for. While quietly researching worms, he gets commandeered by the U.S. government to study something unexplainable. What he finds is beyond imagination. A beast that, according to folklore, terrorizes all that it comes across. Soon, they will discover not only the destruction, but something more. This is a game changer, and they know they have to stop it at all costs. As humans, we've been the dominant species for generations. This discovery could bring that to an end. After figuring out what it is after, they come up with a plan to lure him out. Where they find it is in the unlikeliest place. Madison Square Garden is ground zero. That instinct was not to harm us, but to protect what was most important to it. But when we get in the way of that, things change yet again, and we are no longer a stumbling block, but the target itself. Who will win this epic battle? Will we cease to be the dominant species on the planet? Or will we defeat Godzilla? Cinematically, this is brilliant with the special effects and CGI. Definitely a different look at a monster that we're very familiar with. The most disappointing part looking back was that there's a perfect opening for the story to continue. And even after all these years, nothing's been done. But never say never. So, like I said, I always have a lot of fun kind of sharing with you the original reviews that I had written for Deputy. And I normally don't talk about the cinematography and the computer stuff a whole lot, but this was one that it really made a difference, and it kind of added a lot to the story as it kind of went through the whole process of it. And so I just think that was a lot of fun kind of doing it that way. But now I would kind of wondering what you think. It's like, is this something that you would rate guilty or innocent? I did go on the guilty side just because of some of the language and some of the content. But I mean, honestly, when my son was little, I let him watch this movie. This movie came out when he was 4 years old. So it was just a lot of fun to kind of see him grow up watching these as well. And he had a lot of fun, and he got these like little toy. He had this little talking Godzilla toy, and it had like a buttons on the chest or somewhere, and it made a roar sound. And it was just a lot of fun. And I think eventually I got tired of it and took the batteries out and told him the batteries just died. But as he got a little bit older, I put the batteries back in. So I'm not quite that mean, but there's only so much you can hear a Godzilla roar in your living room in the middle of the night. So and it was just rawr, 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 rawr. Obviously, that's a really bad rendition of that, but just the fun of making fun of that. It's just kind of that. So if I did promise to talk about the prizes today. And don't worry, of course, we're going to get to our day six trivia question. What have we been thinking of day one through five so far? I said I would kind of keep a running total. And this is going to be the biggest surprise that we're going to, I was debating like what order to do this. And like I said, I never script these. They're just, I just kind of roll with it and go with it. But we've got our submissions for the 12 days of Christmas thing so far. And okay, I want to clarify something else too. So I've had people just messaging me on the website going, how do we submit our answers? And you can submit them either on the contact me page of moviedeputy.com. Or you can email them directly to me at moviedeputy@gmail.com. So those are two easy ways that you can submit your answers to that. I don't have a public phone number to text anything to, anything like that yet. I'm looking into that. But at least for this year, we're going to keep it in electronic format. So moviedeputy@gmail.com or the contact us page on moviedeputy.com. But the biggest announcement I want to get to, like I said, we're well into the four digits now on the amount of submissions that we've had already in our first 5 days. Mind you, we only had 703 submissions in all of our 12 days of Christmas last year. And that was our first year doing it. This is year two. And the fact that we are into the four digits already, it just kind of has a bunch of things going. And this is going to probably be our biggest news of the season. I was planning something big, and I decided to go even bigger than what I was planning because just the whole thing. But here's the caveat. We've got to hit 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. 5,000. And if you can help me do that before the 12 days of Christmas comes to an end, one of our lucky subscribers will win a year's worth of free movie tickets. Now, what that means is that's going to be 4 movie tickets a month for an entire year to whatever theater chain you have in your area, whether that be Regal, Marcus, AMC, Cinemark, etc. I will work with your local area to make sure you get the tickets for your local regional theater. I'm not responsible for blackout dates or anything like that, that those special tickets and things like that sometimes don't work for. The certificates don't always work for, and any upcharges due to 3D or anything like that, or the screen that it's in, that's not included, but just basic everyday entry movie tickets, that would be 4 tickets a month for an entire year. But like I said, we've got to hit 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, on Movie Deputy's YouTube, by midnight at Christmas Eve Central Standard Time. If we can do that, one of my lucky subscribers will win a year's worth of movie tickets. So that is going to be awesome. I can't wait. So I really hope we can do it. Right now, we're just over 2,200 subscribers. So it's a big ask, but I honestly think we can do it. And then obviously you've got to still participate in the trivia and everything like that too. But like I said, if we can hit 5,000 subscribers on YouTube by midnight Central Standard Time on Christmas Eve, one of our lucky subscribers, and I'll do like one of those, and I would do it live, like one of those drawing things where it has like the thing and you put in all the information and then you hit the thing and it just does the circle where it spins and then ends up landing on the winner. So that's how we would decide that. So, and that's kind of what we're going to do also for the trivia, things like that, because if somebody gets all of the, if one person gets all of the trivia stuff correct, they're going to win the grand prize. But if we have multiple people getting everything correct, we're going to draw for one grand prize, and then we will draw an additional 10 beyond. So we'll do 10 more spins beyond that, and then they will get the runner-up prize as well. Now, what are these prizes that I'm talking about? Well, this is where we're getting fun. The grand prize is going to get a custom hoodie. They are also going to receive a $50 gift card either to the theater of their choice or to Amazon. They will get a Movie Deputy tote bag and a custom ornament. So that's about $200 worth of prizes with all that. So I think it's going to be pretty cool with all the details on that. Our 10 runner-ups will get a $10 gift card to a theater or to Amazon and an ornament. And like I said, of course, if we hit that 5,000, we are going to be giving away a year's worth of movie tickets. Like I said, that's going to be 48 movie tickets to go to movies. Now, if you haven't noticed, movie tickets have gone up substantially in price. So that's going to be a pretty amazing gift. So share this with your friends, like, subscribe, make sure that they subscribe and everything. And of course, turning on the notifications is going to be key, but I'm just looking for subscribers at this point. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And you may be thinking, wait a minute, you're kind of missing something here. The whole theme of what all of these movies have in common. Well, that's going to be a completely separate thing all by itself. And if multiple people guess it right, like I said, I'll do the whole spinny thing and I'll do it live where people can watch it. And I'll do it like right here where it's off on the side where people can watch what is happening with that as it's happening, basically. But so if we get one person that guesses it all right, great, they'll win the prize. But if we get multiple people, their names are going to get thrown into the thing. And then we'll select, and one lucky winner will win a $25 gift card to either a theater of their choice or to Amazon and a Movie Deputy tote bag. So just kind of some amazing prizes. Like I said, you're not going to want to miss out. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. And I'm hoping that you're having a lot of fun with the trivia. Some people I'm hearing just like, oh, these are too hard. Other people are like, oh, these are too easy. And some of the submissions are like they're either on point or they're way off in left field. So it's kind of interesting on that. Some of the answers are more obvious than it seems. And other ones, it's going to take a little bit of digging. And this one, I'm not sure where this one falls. This one kind of falls in the easy category, but it also kind of falls in a little bit of what? How does that? You ever just kind of, your brain just kind of short circuits. You're like, how does that fit in? And that's kind of what this movie does too. You're like, how does Godzilla fit in with Midway and 2012 and these alien movies and all this? And it's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I hope maybe I'm stumping you a little bit because I can't make it too easy. But I'm loving the interaction. I absolutely love that I've got so many people participating this year. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I absolutely love what I do, and I'm loving that you guys are having so much fun with this as well. But you're probably thinking, get around to the question already. Well, this one, like I said, it's either going to be really simple or it's going to be really hard. But I think it kind of falls a little bit on the simpler side of it, just a little bit. In what country would you find fried chicken as the traditional Christmas dinner? Again, that was, in what country would you find fried chicken as the traditional Christmas dinner? So that's a lot of fun. It's a lot of just kind of interesting stuff. And you know what? There's a surprising amount of people. I ran into somebody at the theater just a couple days ago, and I was talking to them about some of the questions I was planning, and they're like, oh, I know the answer to that one. And don't worry, I'm not going to give it away. No spoilers, even on the trivia. But yeah, that is the conclusion of our day 6 of 12. Starting today as well, or starting sometime this evening, I'm going to be posting each of the trivia questions on our Facebook, on our Movie Deputy Facebook, as well as on our Movie Deputy X account. So be sure to go over and check those out too, if you need to reread or want to kind of look at the question again just for some clarity on something. That's where you can find those. But as always, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I hope you are too, and I will be back soon with another one. Till later, guys. Bye-bye.